Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the second parak of Maseches Beitza. Today we are learning Parak Beis Mishnah Vav and Parak Beis Mishnah Zayin. Parak Beis Mishnah Vav is going to give us three more Piskei Halacha, opinions of Beis Shammai, when it comes to Yom Tov. It says the Mishnah Shlosha Dvarim Rabban Gamliel Machmir Kedivrei Beis Shammai. There are three areas of Halacha where Rabban Gamliel would rule strictly following the opinion of Beis Shammai. That is, the Tosfos Yom Tov points out that even though Rabban Gamliel was actually from the Mesorah, from the group of Hillel, he followed the opinion of Beis Shammai in these three areas of Halacha. Says the mission number one, in Tomnin Esachamin Miyom Tov L'Shabbos, that you're not allowed to do Hatmana. You can insulate a pot of hot water on Yom Tov for use on Shabbos, even if an Erev Tavshilin, like we learned previously, had been made, because a standard Erev Tavshilin is not effective to allow insulating on Yom Tov for Shabbos. The Chachamim prohibited insulating a pot of hot water or hot food on Shabbos. For example, they wanted to wrap it on wood, as the Mishnah describes in Maseches Shabbos. Now, insulating, which again we refer to as hatmana, is forbidden even on Yom Tov if the water is not going to be used on that Yom Tov. Similarly, if Yom Tov were to fall on a Friday, one's not even allowed to insulate food on Yom Tov for that Shabbos. And just the other acts of preparing food are not allowed on Yom Tov for Shabbos without an Erev Tavshilin. However, Beis Shammai takes this even a step further. They forbid insulating food on Yom Tov for Shabbos even if an Erev Tavshilin had been made. Again, the Erev Tavshilin is the food that is basically made from before Yontif, and that food allows you to, as long as you start cooking before Yontif, then you can cook on Yontif for Shabbos, and then you have to eat that Erev Tavshilin food on Shabbos itself. Now, according to Beis Shammai, an Erev Tavshilin allows only acts of food preparation that are similar to the ones done to make the Erev itself. For example, if someone cooked food for the Erev, he may only cook food on Yom Tov for Shabbos, but can't bake bread and the like. And if someone baked bread for the Erev, he may only bake bread on Yom Tov for Shabbos, but he wouldn't be allowed to cook. Therefore, as the Bartanur explains, if the Erev Tavshilin did not include insulating food, Beis Shammai would prohibit insulating hot food or water on Yom Tov for Shabbos. They would permit a person to insulate food on Yom Tov for Shabbos only if he had insulated food as part of the Erev Tavshilin. Continuing in the Mishnah, number two, what's the second way in which Rabban Gamliel would follow Beis Shammai in a strict way? Ve'in zok v'nes ha-menor b'yom tov. He would hold that you're not allowed to reassemble the parts of a menorah on Yom Tov because this resembles the malacha of bonav, building, which you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. That Beis Shammai holds that the malacha of bonav, building, applies not only to building, meaning like structures that are attached to the ground, but it also applies to objects that are not attached to the ground as well. This is the concept of yesh binyan b'kelim, that the prohibition of building applies to kelim, to utensils as well. Putting back together the pieces of a menorah, which resembles building, is therefore forbidden on Shabbos and Yom Tov, according to Beis Shammai, as Paskin and Labai, Beis Hillel, as well. Continuing in the Mishnah, ve'in ofen pitin geritzen, ela rekikin. You're not allowed to bake thick loaves, meaning many loaves of bread on Yom Tov. These are more bread than is needed for the Yom Tov itself, because it is usur on Yom Tov to expend more effort to be involved in more tircha than absolute necessary. Rather, says Beis Shammai, we may only bake thin loaves, meaning the few loaves that are actually needed for Yom Tov itself. Now, as the Bartanur explains, according to Beis Hill, though, we may bake numerous loaves at one time, even if more bread than necessary is going to be produced. And that's the reason for that is because filling the oven with many loaves leaves less empty space in the oven, which causes the heat to be more concentrated, which in turn causes the necessary loaves to actually bake better. Now, Rabbi Gamliel continues by citing support for his third for this third opinion of Beis Shammai. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel said, "Mi mayan shall Beis Abba lo hayu ofen pitin geritin ala rikikin, that all in all the days of my father's household." And the father of Rabbi Gamliel, of course, was Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel the first, the great grandson of Hillel. And Rabbi Gamliel says that in his entire life he never saw his father in their home baking these thick, many, many loaves of bread on Yom Tov. Rather, they would only bake the amount of loaves that they needed on Yontif itself, again, because they didn't want to involve themselves in more effort than necessary. However, the Chachamim responded to him and said, "Ma nasa lebeis avicha? What shall we do with the practice of your father's household? It doesn't prove anything that baking is baking many loaves is generally not allowed. Shehoyu machmirin al atzman, because they choose to be extra strict on themselves. Umekilin lekol Yisrael liyos ofen pitzin garitzin v'chori, but they ruled in a more lenient way for all the other Jews and allowed them to bake many loaves of bread and even to make coal baked bread, which required an even greater amount of work. As the Bartender points out, cold baked loaves were large doughs baked directly on coals. To bake them properly, one had to actually make a very large pile of burning coals." And again, the response is that at the end of the day, just because your father was strict doesn't mean that we have to be strict for the rest of the Jewish people. Anyone can be strict in their personal life, but don't necessarily impose that strictness on everyone else as well. Continuing now with Perek Bey's Mishnah Zion, as the Mishnah lists three times when Gamliel was actually lenient and that the Chachamim disagreed with. It says the Mishnah, "Afu Amar Shlosha Dvarim L'Hakal," that in addition, Rabbi Gamliel ruled leniently than the Chachamim in three areas of Halacha. Number one, Mechabdin Bein Amatos, he allowed people to sweep food from between the couches on which people reclined when eating. In the times of the Gemara, people often reclined on couches when they ate, and he held there's very little concern that in such a small area, one's actually going to fill in these small holes and thereby level the floor, which would be the melacha of bone. But clearly, the Chachamim were concerned that if you sweep, you're going to level the floor and basically be fixing and building the floor that you have. Continuing in the Mishnah, "Umanichin es ha-mugmar b'yom tov," and he held that you're allowed to place the spices on burning coals on Yom Tov to allow them to be a nice, pleasant smell, despite this being a melacha of making a fire, because it increases one's joy on Yom Tov. And again, he said that you're certainly allowed to do this. Rabbi Gamliel here is following the opinion of Beis Hillel that we learned previously in the first parak, in the second parak, parak Aleph Mishnah Hay, parak Beis Mishnah Hay, where again Beis Hillel holds that since malachos are allowed to done for food preparation, they're also allowed to be other yom tov needs. So once you can burn a fire for cooking, you can burn incense as well to make there be a nice smell on Yom Tov. And the final area of halacha where Rabbi Gamliel was lenient is va'osin gedi mekulas b'leile psachim. He said that you're allowed to prepare and roast a young goat together with its insides on Pesach night, because that is how the Karban Pesach was roasted, and one thereby is commemorating the Karban by doing so. The Torah requires the Karban Pesach to be roasted on a spit with its knees and the insides at its sides. And Rabbi Gamliel allowed people in his time, after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, to roast a young goat, one of the animals certainly that you can use for the Karban Pesach, in this way, and eat it all at the Seder meal, so that the Karban would be remembered. This would be a Zecher to the Karban. But again, the Chachamim disagreed in all these areas. The Chachamim, Osra, the Mishnah concludes, but the Chachamim prohibited all three of these things. They forbid sweeping between the couches, because that might lead to filling in the holes in the floor somewhere else in the house. They prohibited placing the incense, the spices on burning coals, because that is not the practice of ordinary people, and it's therefore not considered to be a Yom Tov need. And number three, they forbid roasting a young goat together with its insides on Pesach night, because this was a specific requirement for the Karban Pesach, and doing so might cause people to think that one is actually eating the Karban Pesach outside of Yerushalayim, which is Usher. Quick review, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav taught us three ways in which Rabbi Gamliel is actually strict in accordance with the opinion of Beis Hillel, where Rabbi Gamliel strict like Beis Hillel in three areas of halacha. Number one, you're not allowed to insulate a pot of hot water in Yom Tov for use on Shabbos, even if an Erev Tefillin is made, because according to them, the only time that you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos is when the Erev Tavshilin mimics exactly the food that you're actually going to cook from Shabbos and Yom Tov. So unless you actually insulate food from before Yom Tov as your Erev Tavshilin, then you can't do that on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Number two, he said that you're not allowed to reassemble parts of a candlestick on Yom Tov, because this also resembles the melacha of bona. We said yesh binyan bakelim. He holds that binyan, the building, isn't only things that are attached to the ground, but it applies in other areas when it comes to regular vessels as well. And the third area where he was strict was, he said that you're not allowed to bake many loaves of bread on Yom Tov. If it's more than you're actually going to need on Yom Tov, it's too much effort that you're expending for something that you don't need on Yom Tov, as opposed to a basic, this is no, you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to be involved in baking. Once you're baking, you could bake more loaves than you actually need on Yom Tov. More guests will come, and so on. Rabbi Gamliel quoted from his father, who said that from his experience in his father of Shimon Gamliel's household, where he basically said that in all the days of my father's household, they would not bake many loaves; they would only bake what they needed. The Chacham said that's very nice that your father was strict, but that doesn't mean that we should extend that chumrah to everyone else and forbid them from also baking many loaves of bread on Yom Tov. Then Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin, told us three examples where Rabbi Gamliel was actually lenient. Number one, he said that you're allowed to sweep food from between the couches. He's not concerned that people are going to do bona and build. Number two, he said that you're allowed to place the spices on burning coals on Yom Tov because they allow people to smell nicely. It's a nice, beautiful thing. And he used the concept of mitoch, that once you're doing once you're allowed to do bishul and light a fire for cooking, you're allowed to do it for this as well. The Chacham disagreed and said, no, this is not something that's a need for Yom Tov, because this is only what the very rich royal people do. And number three, he said that you're allowed to prepare a roast, a young goat, together with its inside on Pesach night, because that is how the Korban Pesach was roasted, and it's a very, very nice zeicher remembrance for the original way that the Korban Pesach was brought. But the Chacham here too said, no, that's absolutely not allowed, because he's concerned that people are going to think that this is actually the Korban Pesach, and you're eating it out of Yerushalayim, which certainly was not allowed to be done. Have a great day.